Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Hello, everyone. Yes, welcome once again to the Super Footy Podcast at the completion of round 3, a round that has further confused the picture in season 2017. Welcome to Lauren Wood.
Hello.
And to Mick Warner.
G'day, hello.
We're more efficient this week. We've been told our pod went too long last week, so we've got to be really sharp in our comments.
Fair enough. Well,
great win by Sergio and the Masters. Enough of that. Let's move on.
No, that's not enough of that.
One of the
I don't think we spend enough time.
Of viewing sport I've ever had in my life. And I'm not ashamed to say there's a few tears rolling down the cheeks of Sergio.
Tears?
Yeah, just that little welling.
It was a great moment. I just loved it.
Yeah, and eagle at 15, maybe the greatest I've seen of a golfer under pressure. It was 73 majors without, he choked in all of them and he finally did it. Yeah. I loved it.
I think the eagle too further played up. I was talking off air about the omen factor. It had it all with, you know, Seve's birthday.
Yes.
It would have been today. And of course the 15th, I think the last player to eagle that hole in a final round was Jose Maria back in 94. So of course the last Spaniard to win it. So it had it all.
The amazing thing was that he looked like he was going to choke because the drive.
Oh, I was nervous.
Crazy.
On 13. Oh yeah.
And then anyway,
actually the shot he played on 11, I don't know if you've seen it when he got into trouble, was unbelievable. Anyway, he's won it and even worse, well not worse, but Russell Gould, our Herald Sun reporter who's over there covering it, won the ballot and he's playing Augusta National tomorrow morning.
No. Pins incredible.
In the same spot with a caddy, he gets to drive down Magnolia Lane and here we are doing the Super
Footy
podcast.
Does the caddy wear white or not?
Yep,
I think they wear
the
suit, yeah.
They do.
It's his, and I think it, first time there... First time ballot winner. It's an incredible record.
You get changed in the champions' locker room. They actually say to you when you turn up, you are a member of this club today, so just do what you like. Eat in
what
the
an
restaurant.
Experience.
There you go. All right, let's talk footy because there's plenty to talk about. And my mate reckons.
Ooh, going early.
This is the new segment we went with last week, which we're not always going to have. But he reckons we should all, not us particularly, but all of us in the media should just. Either resign or just call out
or apologise. I agree with that because this was the we've got the women's round, Indigenous round, heritage round. This was the egg on your face round, and we're all wearing it, including me who had the Gold Coast Suns relocated to Tasmania.
Yeah, I had Buddy to kick 8 and Sydney to win by about 80 points in his 250th. Yeah,
well, pretty much all Freo are gone. They won't win again. They come out and beat the Western Bulldogs.
Yep. Oh, Gold Coast,
Collingwood, Buckley, he was gone.
Yep.
Had so,
and, but there was one constant.
Oh,
he's
sure.
Long. Oh, no, you're right. The Tigers are. What do you think was the most? And it's hard to know because what
Sergio.
Do you think was the most significant result out of those over the weekend? Is it Hawthorn who are now? And that's why I think we should just be a little easy on Hawthorn.
To go with the negative first. So let's talk about Hawthorn.
Well, are they
cooked? Clearly, they are.
What if they come out next week and beat Geelong?
And
which is likely to happen.
I think they should relocate to Antarctica. No, look, it's hard not to think that they're cooked when they're 0-3 and losing to a side that lost by 100 points the week before, Lauren.
Yeah, it wasn't good. And all the numbers, it seems, suggest as much. You know, I'm not really one to write sort of teams off this early in the season, but... All signs are pointing to that they've basically everything that they relied upon last year, and it was basically their entire game plan, has just been a complete shift. And, you know, whether that's heard people suggesting last night that, you know, Sam Mitchell's gone, Jordan Lewis is gone. Obviously Hodgie had the early week off. It's, how much of an influence those two had in sort of that engine room of the Hawthorn midfield.
They just didn't look like, I mean, it's
you call the game?
No, I didn't, but I watched a fair bit of it last night. When I got home from the St Kilda Brisbane blockbuster, it just, they didn't look like it. They didn't look at, no. at any moment like they were really going to, they had the means, they had the experience, they just had the way of getting back into the game. And it was strange to watch them seem so helpless.
When the empire falls, crumbles, yeah. it comes in a rush.
Comes
like
quick,
Brisbane,
yeah.
You know, some sides are able to hang on, but maybe it's just going to really
they've been incredible, and that all goes without saying.
If you're a supporter, you're not that upset,
no.
are you, really?
But it's exactly what you were just saying then. You always had that sense in games, even if they were 20 points down in the last quarter, you'd turn to your mate and say, oh, they'll win this.
Yeah.
They've
yeah.
got
well,
this.
Even last year
they'd say, they'd put the foot down and go, we're
going
to win now.
Less than a goal.
Exactly right, yeah. So, but you're right, last night it was never guys breaking lines or anything like that.
Yeah, even in that first quarter, it was sort of like, oh, gee, that,
yeah.
and
something was
like
off.
I know is saying, oh, look, if you do all the measurements, we're not slow, but it just looks that way, doesn't it?
Mm.
And often it is about ball movement rather than actually leg speed. But and I think for those, and we've talked about this before as well, but for those guys, the Liam Shields and Isaac Smith, and not only do they have to step up as leaders, but they're in totally uncharted territory.
Yep.
If you're a Hawthorn supporter and you're 8 years old, or you're a Hawthorn player and you've only been there for under 6 years, you don't know what's going on.
That's why I have no sympathy for them whatsoever, Hutto. And that's equalisation working at its best. Hawthorn and Sydney. Well, look, Sydney have lost in a different style to Hawks, but you know they're struggling.
The other thing that I think was noticeable about Hawthorn was Tom Mitchell and O'Meara. Like Tom Mitchell, and you don't blame one player, but when he was getting the ball, but the kicks were going high, and you think, well, where is their class going to be? Where is it going to come from that next generation coming through?
Well, it's the second week running that O'Meara probably was a bit better last night. I would have thought it was a bit awkward seeing him sort of shake hands with the Gold Coast boys, and I can only imagine some of the sledging that was going on there. But
not for his bank.
It manager. Was, yeah, that's true. But second week running, I think the week before he had something like 30 handballs, yeah. like 33 disposals
many,
and 30
what
handballs,
was his ratio
and
this
not
week,
many meters gained. I'm not too sure. I'll just have a look at the stats from last night. But I believe that he was a little bit better. I'm just trying to find it in today's Herald Sun. Plenty of red on the Hawthorn stat sheet too, which we're obviously not used to seeing. He had 14 touches.
Yes, I know. It was very well restricted.
But,
completely.
Yeah, seven kicks, seven handballs. Yeah. So it wasn't quite as skewed as it was last week.
But Mitchell, he had a heap of the ball. He had 27 touches, so he had plenty of it. But
16 handballs.
Yeah, again, yeah. I'm not trying to blame him because I think he's a fine player. But it's just you just wonder where it's going to come from for Hawthorn.
So what about the coach? You think he now...
Sack him, do you think?
No, not sack him, but eventually there is a fatigue factor between a club and a coach.
Yeah,
could he now potentially...
Go to the Gold Coast?
Well, go anywhere.
I don't know. I mean,
it's too early.
Just got to give them time to work out what they're going to do for the rest of the year.
Yeah.
And as I said, suddenly they could beat Geelong next week and make some changes. He may have to change the way they're playing, though.
Yep.
I think, as we know, the game constantly evolves, and what the Bulldogs did last year, maybe Hawthorn, with other teams sort of picking up on some of those aspects, maybe Hawthorn can't do it, and Clarko's usually a step ahead, but maybe on this account he's not.
Mm.
So
you can only hope, Hutto.
That's right. As you said, there's not going to be a lot of tears from non-Hawthorn supporters.
No, I don't think
so. Brutal.
Well, I think when they'd had one premiership and Richmond had 10, and they now have like 13 and Richmond have 10. So we need equalisation to kick in here. They can stay right down there. Thank you very much.
Well, the glass half full side of the story from that match, obviously, was the response.
Wow.
Not just Gary Ablett, but by the Gold Coast Suns entirely.
How do you fathom it, Lauren? I mean... To be witch's hats 1 week and Ferraris the next.
And to be, you know, doing a paid television interview.
Ooh.
What was it, 72 hours beforehand and copping it for the next 24 hours about your future. It was emphatic, you'd have to say. And it was good to see, you know.
Great to see.
He kicked a goal. They all got around him. It was
champs are always going to respond. But the issue of him and his contract, et cetera, won't go away.
No, it won't go away.
No.
And I don't think the timing of what he did with the interview was great and all that sort of stuff. I don't think it really helped. But, to me, his response was entirely predictable. I didn't think he'd get 36, but I said, because Brad Johnson said yesterday, as we left Etihad Stadium, I think that's my phone.
Your phone's calling you, Hunter. Yeah.
It's Gazza. He's calling. Brad Johnson said, Gold Coast to beat Hawthorn and Gazza to get 40.
Was he joking?
And I said, like, come on, you're kidding. I said, I don't think Gaz is capable of getting 40 anymore. I think physically, I don't think he's capable, but he came close.
He went very close, 36. Didn't he?
Yeah.
Yeah. You talk about it not going away, though. Has he done himself any favours to say in one breath that I want this story to go away and I know it's not going to go away, but then in the next breath say, but I might not play next year?
I think he just wanted people to know that there's things in his life that it's not about money. And that was the strategy of the interview, I thought.
Yeah,
and now he'll get a bit of space on it. Well, it worked in that sense.
It's like everything though. If you play well,
yeah, exactly.
It's all right.
It solves everything. Winning, yeah. I mean, it does. Winning covers a lot of things up.
And, yeah,
for him to play well. And what is interesting about the story now though is that if Ablett plays like he did yesterday and can put that through, I still don't think he's physically right in terms of. I don't think his shoulder will ever be the same. So I don't think he's going to be the same player. But if he can play like he did yesterday, what value should be on his head at the end of the year for a Geelong or if there is another Melbourne team that might be interested?
Well, it's interesting because there's only one club that wants him, probably, I would have thought.
I think that's only a probably.
Do you think another club wants him?
No, I think...
I don't think
Geelong will definitely... I mean, Robbo said on Saturday he'll definitely play for Geelong. I think that's far from...
We would never doubt you on your Geelong knowledge, Hutto. So,
well, one of the main reasons is how's he going to get there?
Probably plane and then drive to
straight down the Hume.
Do you think straight to Avalon, or do you think
could take the Newell if you wanted to?
You're right. I mean, it actually would be ridiculous in one sense to recruit a 33-year-old to Geelong when you've just gotten rid of all those old guys. But anyway.
But also just the mechanism, like...
They said they're not
going to do a Sam Mitchell deal. Now, that may change in the end. They may want to free up the space. So will they force him to retire? All those things.
They should. They should cut ways with him, cut ties with him at the end of the year for sure. They need to start again. Anyway, next.
We'll wait and see whether they need to start again. If they play like they did yesterday, they might... They might go better than what we all anticipated. But while we're on yesterday's game, so I thought we talked last week about Brendan Bolton.
Green shoots.
Many shoots yesterday.
The way he set him up the week before. I think
you're onto something.
And I think the way he set him up again yesterday, and obviously the weather probably helped a little bit.
Oh, huge.
But that's a win for the coach, I reckon, and for the team. Huge. That obviously he's got to play the way he wanted them to play.
Oh, definitely. As you said, the weather was... atrocious, I think, is the only way to describe it in Melbourne yesterday. All those poor people doing the run for the kids. Raised a lot of money, but a shocking way to spend your Sunday morning.
Well, is it just me, by the way?
Oh, okay, go on.
Just to interrupt.
I think
for a second.
I know where this is going.
Is it just me, or should the AFL not schedule a 1-10 match at Etihad somewhere which is in the middle of the route of the run for the kids?
Wasn't ideal.
Oh. No one could get in. Jared Healy got
I heard
there.
Someone was late for you guys.
Jared Healy was an hour late for us. KB, I don't know if he got there in time for SEN for the bounce of the ball. Mm. He'd been driving for 2 hours last I heard.
I think there was a kids' concert or something on too at Margaret Court Arena or Hisense or one of those, which probably wouldn't have helped the issue. And
no.
Obviously a game at Etihad as well. And
apparently they scheduled the North Giants game in Tassie at similar time when the first round of the local footy comps were on.
Yeah, I didn't like that.
So none of the kids could go and, you know, the people questioned the crowd, but you got to get your scheduling right.
Yeah, I mean, that's tricky. There's no doubt about that. There's a lot of things, but I would have thought every year they know when the run for the kids on. It'd just be a matter of putting that game at 4:45.
Yeah.
Anyway, on the Blues. I love all their kids, but it was actually the old guys who got the job done. Murphy... first pre-season apparently in a long time. Gibbs responded. He was great. And maybe that tiredness that everyone expected of the Dons after having all those
players.
After
3 weeks.
Maybe. They just looked a bit flat. It was a real slog.
Oh, I couldn't think of anything worse than being out there yesterday. But it was awesome.
Great to watch.
But the young boys, it was the highlight for me of seeing Jack Silvani and those guys afterwards. The first time that they've won a game. Yeah. You know, I think, what was he, 14 games, I think, for Wietering. And he'd only had other way around. Silvani had 11 or 14 games and hadn't had a win yet. Wietering, I think, had only had 4 wins to his name.
Yeah, how
obviously
was he allowed to come
by the
back
end,
onto
but
the ground? He was lying
was a big
on
hit.
His face.
That was a big
seemingly
hit.
Unconscious. And Ted Richards had a tweet where he's had a lot of concussion knocks and said, interesting, he was obviously not concussed. Obviously. Mm. He was saying, well, you know.
Obviously.
There is a grey area there, Hutto.
Yeah.
When you actually, the lights are out and then you cleared to play.
No one was harmed, but then they came back.
Yeah, you got to pass
the, in the medical.
You got to pass the test though, don't you?
Yeah, yeah.
That's but it's and I heard someone talking about it this morning. I think it was Nick Del Santo saying that there's a range in which you can pass the test. He hadn't done it for a really long time, and I'm always interested to hear about these SCAT tests. But I think there is a window of that you've got to be in. So whether you're at the lower end or
but
at the upper end, you've still passed
and
not
still
concussed.
You can still be compass.
Yeah.
But have a splitting headache and have all these longer. I just think.
And there's the delayed concussion
as
well.
Exactly, Sam Rowe had.
Which Sam Rowe had. I thought he was going to be out for 3 weeks, and I thought Cripps was going to be out for 5, judging on the medical report from last week, isn't that?
There's a bit going on there, isn't there?
No, I'm being sarcastic.
No, I think there's a bit of.
Well, I think Melbourne.
Eyebrows raised sort of stuff going
Melbourne
on.
Melbourne supporters are sort of wondering, aren't they?
Yeah.
Okay, next.
Next.
Tigers?
Let's go back to the. I'll just hold off on the Tigers for the second part. The Sydney Collingwood game, right back to the start of the round.
I really rode that game. Mm-hmm. So almost stood up at home, had a few Peronis, and just.
Who are you backing for, Sydney? Where?
Oh, madly. Madly. I mean, the thought of Collingwood at 0-3 was. And it was almost. I was almost up as upset when they lost as I was when a Richmond lose a game, you know? It was a great game and they responded very well.
I was
worried there at the end that they were going to kick themselves out of it like they had done. Fasolo kicked us, missed a sitter, but then the hyphen. What a great goal at the end there.
Fantastic goal. Where does it leave Sydney? I mean, it's great for Collingwood.
Second bottom.
Terrific victory. but I'm still not going to write them off as an eight contender. I think they probably have to find a win in the next 2 weeks, though, don't they? Or it's going to be, and they go to West Coast.
Great kids. I love Oliver Florent.
But too many.
Nine under 15 games. But you got to play them, and eventually you're right. It'll come good, and they've still got the elite players. They're just going through a transition phase. They're not going to win a premiership this year.
No,
clearly.
No.
But, I mean, they're missing Heaney and Rampy and.
When they all come back.
Tippett. Yeah.
Yeah, still a few weeks away.
Yep.
I think Heaney's the closest of those. The plumber.
And the best of those.
And the best, yeah. But they're missing Rampy as well. Although, I think Mills was outstanding again. And
how good's he
Jones
be?
Giving them a run out of defence.
How courageous is he?
And then who would have thought Buddy would be held goalless by Slim Shady?
He was unbelievable, wasn't he?
They worked it well, always protecting his left side. It was good coaching.
Are you saying he's gone, buddy? Because he's just
no. I'm not. I'm saying I'm saying he's the best player I've ever seen.
Yeah, but he's gone.
He's not gone. He's got
it was
5 years
smart.
To go.
I reckon you're exactly right. There, you do see a lot of play. He does that left side, you know, a lot, and so many players just let him do it, and it was so clever.
It was good coaching,
young Henry. It was great coaching.
Do you reckon that in the first half, I sort of felt like Buddy was. He was trying to live up to the hype a bit. I mean, I know.
Milestone fatigue.
Big week.
Yeah. He was trying to kick those big goals that he'd kicked the week before. And it just wouldn't come together for him. It wouldn't quite. But I think in the second half, he just.
It was a bit like Spieth today. You know, he just couldn't quite get it right today.
He certainly couldn't. Jordan certainly couldn't.
He even drowned one, my God.
That's for sure. So
and Scotty's putting's a real worry.
Yeah, that's a shocker. But we're here to talk footy, not golf.
Tigers?
North and GWS.
Bruce.
Does Goldstein get traded at the end of the year?
I heard that suggested today. It's interesting. Braden Bruce has been a...
Revelation.
I was going to say revelation. I thought it's his only round three. Let's calm down.
How big is
but
he?
To pluck him from...
Rugby.
Rugby, washing cars, you know, all the rest of it. We've read his story. It's a fantastic one. But he has just been unbelievable, and it's an interesting situation for Goldie because he's been the number one man for such a long time,
didn't
and
he want out
basically
the
rucking 100% of games. Did he?
I don't know that he wanted
there was
out.
Something
but, yeah,
going
there
on.
Was a bit going on. I think they North explored it. I just don't think they got.
Did they know
what
Bruce
they wanted?
Was that good?
No, but I think they were desperate to get early draft pick, and they were looking to get a top five draft pick, and no one, of course, wanted to give up any pick that high, given that there was a fair bit of talent there. But I was jumping to conclusions by saying that, but if Majak can keep coming through, and because he's not going to play right now, is he? I don't see how they can play all three of them. So Bruce is playing that well. And North have to look to the future. North have been really good so far.
They've just had a crack, haven't they?
They just can't.
They always have a crack, North Melbourne.
True.
Shin boners.
But yeah, they've played pretty well. Showdown, we're just going to hold off on Richmond to the very end, Mick.
Showdown was pretty good, pretty exciting. Mm. I love it how they get so excited. Oh, 53,000. I mean, we get that for a NAB Challenge game. They should have built that bigger. No. Shouldn't they?
They should have. They could have. They certainly could have
cricket
put more in it.
Yeah,
I mean, it's just such a great ground to go to.
Does that add to it then? It's full basically all the time.
Supply and demand.
People say it's a great ground to go to. It's no different to any other football ground.
Absolute rubbish. Why do you say it? How many times
it was a lot better. I've been enough times to have an opinion that it was better the old way.
No.
The beautiful old gates and the...
Yeah, but some of those elements. But when we talk about it being the great ground...
it's just a grandstand.
He's tainted, though, by Richmond. Yeah. What happened there a couple of years ago. Still the wind.
Still got the hill. There's still got elements of the scoreboard and...
I'm desperate to get there, so I can't judge.
Very overrated.
It's to do with the whole way it flows out of the city and across the bridge and the feeling and the atmosphere of the whole place as well.
It's the vibe. Mick. It is. Marbo, it's the vibe,
I don't get it when I go there.
All our Adelaide listeners.
But it's a bit over the top, isn't it? The greatest stadium in the world, all this.
MCG
fantastic. Kills it.
Adelaide right they up are, there, equal premiership favourites?
Yeah. Definitely. The options, back line, midfield, forward line, I left them out of my eight, so I'll resign.
Officially?
If they win the flag, I'll resign. Yeah.
From what?
The podcast.
There's a whole lot of people out there hoping that you might have been serious there, Mick.
Anyway.
And Port Adelaide probably didn't lose too many friends, I don't think, with their performance.
No, I sort of settled in on Saturday night thinking, Adelaide should, Port have been really good, but Adelaide, as you said, the options across every line, they should, take care of them, not easily, but should get over the line relatively comfortably. But it was an absolute belter, and I think that we mentioned him last week, Sam Powell-Pepper. He just keeps bringing the goods, doesn't he?
Beastie Boys, and Ollie Wines.
I found myself switching over and watching the other game.
So
I didn't think the other game would be of that much interest.
I couldn't believe
dogs
what I was seeing.
What, in the post-game press conference?
Well, there was that. You'll get to that in a moment. Bevo was unshaven, wasn't he?
That's okay.
He was.
Do you reckon that showed that they didn't really prepare for
that? Well, maybe he just left his, packed the bag a couple of days before and forgot the razor.
Go and get a razor.
I'll tell you who wasn't prepared, and I actually feel sorry for that journo.
We've all been there, haven't we?
Well, I don't actually know who it is.
Everyone's had a howler.
That Will Mintz in question.
Yeah.
I reckon it's, and I've probably, because I'm talking about it now, I'm defeating the purpose, but it's a bit of bullying going on there, isn't there?
It's a bit of Stacks on.
Do you think he was?
Yeah, as I said, I'm always hesitant, hesitant to have a whack at these sort of things or spelling errors in stories because it could be anyone. Really, over there, they got two teams to worry about. Western Bulldogs only come to town once or twice a year. Good on Bevo. He just lost.
Bevo
he played it beautifully. And Minson too on Twitter yesterday. Yeah. That was gold.
It reminded me of...
if you had one like that in your time.
Well, what it reminded me of was I was out at Waverley one day a long time ago working with Sam Newman and Rex on 3AW, and we had it was the year, it was the Saints were still a good team. Lazar Vidovic had retired.
Hey.
And I'm not saying that, it was in that period in the 80s out at Waverley, or 90s, sorry, out at Waverley. Lazar Vidovic had just retired the year before. And we got to round nine and we're looking for a guest and thought, we'll get Lazar on to talk about St Kilda. So he came into the box and we're interviewing him and Sam said, so when are you back from injury, Lazar? He'd been retired for 9 weeks.
I think Sam can get away with that, though.
And Sam also had the Peter Dean was the runner for Carlton after he retired. And Sam also went, the Carlton backline tonight's been pretty good with the likes of Sexton and Dean, and they've been really good. And he was the runner. So anyway, it's a great performance by Freo. Doesn't
absolutely
it just show, though, that
we've got egg on our faces?
Well, yeah, but just, Ross, let them play.
Oh, so you reckon he wasn't letting them play?
Well, let the kids play is what I'm talking about.
Mm.
Doesn't that show that? I mean, they've had all those players there that have, clearly the way the game's played now is not suiting, and he's finally dropped them. And the kids have come in. They weren't amazing, the kids, but it refreshed
but
the whole team.
They did their job. That's exactly right. It gave them a bit of spark that they needed. And social media sensation too later. Started the hashtag of Play the Kids, which I quite liked. I don't know whether Ross is on Twitter, but
he is. I think he's.
It was exactly what they needed.
I think he's tweeted 3 times in about 5 years or something.
He watches.
He watches, doesn't he?
Stalker.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it gives them, I don't know what it means for the year for them, but it gives them some renewed hope.
Yeah.
And maybe the kids they've picked aren't that bad. We just haven't seen them.
Yep. And Fife was back to his best.
Yep, which is great for the competition.
Oh, yeah.
Does it mean anything for the Dogs? What it means, I reckon, is that we're going to have these games are going to happen during the year from what we've seen so far.
Yep.
Small sample size of 3 weeks, but teams are going to lose some games and it's going to come back to haunt them at the end of the year. They're going to get to the end and go, we could have been top 2, top 4, top 8 if we hadn't lost that game.
It happened last year, though, and they finished 7th.
Yep.
And they clicked in the finals, so...
Yeah, at the moment it's not
maybe
costly,
you just got to make the 8 these days, huh?
Well, yeah, if you use last year as a guide, then...
I'll tell you who's going to make the 8.
No, we get, we're going to save them to last, Mick. I told you, we're saving them to last. St Kilda and Brisbane.
Oh, yes.
Obviously,
didn't see it.
Oh, this is my is it just me?
Right.
Is it just me? Or is the hype around Joey just a bit much? I thought it was great. Like, I can understand the look factor isn't fantastic, and he sort of said that afterwards if, you know... Sorry if I looked a bit disrespectful, but it's great theatre. And a little bit of smart, Alex. Don't we?
Did he sort of give it a bit
So he's, you know, received it in the goal square, looked around, waited, wasted a bit of time.
4 seconds.
Booted it into level 4. I reckon the worst look is on Brisbane because no one ran at him. They all just sort of went, hang on a minute, what's going on here?
The strange thing was, though, there was still 9.5 minutes to go. Like,
Well, that's it. It wasn't as if there were 30 seconds left.
They might have needed the 4 seconds themselves if Brisbane had come back with a few more goals.
Correct.
So I thought, look.
No, bit of smart, Alec. I enjoy that.
Yeah.
Bit of cheekiness.
I don't think he was trying to be a smart, Alec. He was trying to do the right thing by his team, but it did look odd. And then Richo sort of said he didn't like it, but then he said, oh, but if he had his time again, he'd do the same again. So
he didn't like it immediately. And we talk about it when players immediately remonstrate. They cut straight to the box to Richo.
And he wasn't.
Joey, what the are you doing that for? I think it was along those lines.
Nick Riewoldt, 161 Supercoach points.
Yeah.
I traded him out. Don't even bring
it up. Oh, you traded him.
Well, this is the interesting question.
Is he in all time?
I think the worry about, as great as that is for Rui, and Montagna was fantastic again, and they ended up having to play him in the midfield. It is a worry for St Kilda. I know they're missing Stephen and they're missing Armitage, but you just worry about them having enough class in their young players coming through, and got to give them time, and maybe one of their four or five jacks will end up being...
Jack in the box.
That's Jack Stephen out. They had 5 Jacks and 5 other Jays yesterday.
A lot of Jacks around these days.
In their squad. But
you're right, though. Paddy McCartan spent a lot of time on the bench, too. I think he was the lowest game percentage of any player
I was worried
about that.
I'm just looking at the beautiful stats here in today's Herald Sun. What's he played? 58% of time on ground.
58?
Yeah, I thought he really struggled yesterday. And maybe part of it was that they just didn't think on that fast track the way the game was playing that they could have them all out there at once.
Yeah, and Riewoldt's firing.
Yeah,
you know.
you just hope he can be a bit more nimble than what he is at the moment.
Huge game versus the Pies this
week. It is.
Oh, Sunday.
Yeah, but if they get
Easter
back
Sunday.
Is Stephen supposed Easter to be Sunday. Back this week? Or is
I think he was possibly 2 weeks.
Yeah,
he was came back with the sort of stent out of his lung, and there was a bit of liquid there. So I think he'll train this week,
and
we'll
get
see.
The highest ever crowd at Etihad for that game, a footy game. Just got a feeling.
I reckon and TV ratings, I reckon it'll rate its head off because everyone will settle down with the chocolate bunnies in the afternoon.
Yeah.
And
making me hungry. And Brisbane, I really like
green shoots.
Oh,
gee, they were good, weren't they?
There's some greenies there. There's no doubt.
Yeah, Rafael Nadal, Eric Hipwood, he was great again.
I think the question for Brisbane is whether or not how long it's going to take for Hipwood and Shacky to be genuine forwards, because
I think Shacky will be a genuine forward at another club.
Well, if that's the case, it's very sad for Brisbane.
Oh well, they'll get something back.
Yeah, but you can't keep doing that. You've got to actually have players that stay long enough to develop.
Yeah.
But I thought at times they were really good. Look, St Kilda let them off the hook with some poor kicking. But, I think there's definitely a future there for Brisbane. There's some young, talented players coming through. Hopefully they can keep them. One more before we get to Richmond, Mick. I know you're bursting.
Lauren, you talk about it.
Geelong and Melbourne.
No.
I think the biggest story, obviously, Gorn. Geelong won, but it's all about the D's, isn't it, with Max Gorn. We're sort of waiting by the phone at the moment. He's meeting with the surgeon this morning about that hamstring, and typically those sort of ones are 8 to 10 weekers,
yeah, that
and that's just
going to
be an absolute killer for them. You talk about most valuable players in a team. He is far and away their number one. Jake Spencer will come in. We saw Watsy took a bit of the ruck work on the weekend, whether he does that again. But no one's going to have the influence, I wouldn't have thought, of the beard.
Right. And I think that Bernie Vince has hurt himself as well.
Yeah, he was a bit of a weird one. He got treatment a few times during the game on his foot, and boundary riders were sort of suggesting on the radio that it was his ankle, but it turned out he got his foot stomped on.
Surely,
no,
boundary riders wouldn't
I wouldn't
know
have thought that they got that right. Oh, who was doing
maybe,
the boundary?
I don't think I could pick up 3AW where I was, so it wasn't you. He got his foot stomped on during the game. And
she wasn't listening to you, Mick.
No. Maybe this week. But he had to have a procedure. He was straight in the following morning. He was due to do a TV appearance yesterday morning on one of the Sunday morning shows. Had to pull out because he had to go and have a bit of work done on the toe, have the nail removed. Ooh. Understand it was pretty gruesome.
The big toe now.
I think, yeah, I believe it was the big toe.
He hasn't got the dreaded turf toe. Has
ooh.
It?
But, you know, if that was in the amateurs, you'd probably miss a month with losing your big toe, wouldn't you? In the AFL, they just play.
Yeah, we just played out the game and I think, needed a bit of restrapping.
Should Geelong fans be concerned despite being 3-0? They could easily be 1-2. Very lucky
you
on the weekend.
You sound concerned.
Well, I am. It's hard to know. It's a bit like you as a person, Mick. It's all like, glass full or
are
empty?
Are you bucket filling or bucket dipping?
It, because they've found a way, and they so often do. Again, Dangerfield was critical. Selwood would be right up there. I know everyone's wrapping up Danger, but for me, Selwood would be right up there in the Brownlow votes for the first 3 weeks.
So would that be Danger? Someone said Danger Woodlett. That'd be the new night. So what do you... Danger Ablett. Danger Woodlett.
Okay, right. I see. I like
triple
that.
Prompt.
Someone said that over the weekend.
Yeah. But I'm with you. Chris Scott said as much too after the game that it's a bit of a false 3-0, I think he...
But it's just...
Better than a false 0-3.
Well, exactly.
Absolutely.
It is so much about getting points at the moment, but Parfitt was terrific. The one thing they've...
Good
their font. Forward line...
Bankham.
Their forward line font. Looks so much better. Now, Harry Taylor...
No.
He cannot go near it. he might be playing the ultimate decoy role, and no one is sophisticated enough to understand at the moment.
Well, that's what they were saying yesterday. I think about three Geelong players plus Chris Scott sort of hit Media Street yesterday and every single one was asked about Operation Harry. And all played that, but he's playing a great decoy.
Yeah.
So
we'll see whether he plays there again.
He just looks so good when he's back in defence though, doesn't he?
It's not fair on... I totally understand what they're saying, but you just wonder where it gets to the point where it's not fair on him because he's lost all confidence already. You can see that when he goes through the
water.
Ball. And he came off the bench at one stage and it looked like he was going to run down to them and finally get a Joe the Goose. And then they stuffed it up further down the field and it never got to him. And you think, oh my goodness. But Menzel, terrific again up forward. Yeah. And that remains a fantastic story.
How good would he have been if he...
Yeah, that's a question. Righto, Mick.
Anyway.
We're out of time, so that's it for the
podcast. No, that's okay. We're keeping a lid on it down at Richmond. But, look, that was a game where people said, we'll find out how good they are. I still think that West Coast can't play the G, and particularly when it rained. But Daniel Rioli, now there's a recruiter from another club that after the draft, I like to try and locate this guy around about 1 a.m. and just sort of say, now, take me through Richmond's picks. And, I remember he told me Daniel Rioli, because I think Richmond took him with their first pick, about pick 15 or around there, and he said, you've got an absolute ripper there. And he's right, because...
Why didn't he pick him then?
Couldn't have him. Right. I don't want to give away too much information. You might work out who it is, but might have had the next pick.
Goal of the year winner already.
Well, he only had, a bit like Cyril, I think he only had 8 disposals for the game, but massive impact. And there's just a lot to like about the way the Tigers are playing, Hutto.
What do you like the most?
Just the free-flowing, the defensive pressure, and the three kids down there kicking the goals. And obviously, Dustin Martin has just gone to the next level. So is Trent Cotchin.
Mm.
And
found a
Asprey's
place
playing well.
For your old mate.
Who's that?
Bruce Conker.
He played the best game he's ever played for Richmond on the weekend, halfback. And, wow, tag Sam Mitchell. What a surprise. Kane Lambert took him out of the game, and it was a comfortable win in the end.
We have seen there's a little bit of tagging going on, I reckon, over the last couple of weeks.
So there should be.
Well, it's interesting to see how they do it. It'd be good to know what their instructions are in terms of the tagging.
Well, with Mitchell, it was if he goes back to half back,
yep,
then you sit on him.
Right.
That's, I think, what Lambert's role was. And let him, you know, the way it rolls in the midfield now is you just guard space or whatever. But
yep,
when he went back, they sat on him.
Yep.
And it was a slaughter.
So, a slaughter. If West Coast had kicked straight, well.
Yeah, it's probably
right. So,
loving it.
Anyway.
What are your expectations now?
Premiership.
Damien?
They're keeping the lid on. Premiership.
Well, what do you think, Lauren? Do you rate the Tigers?
I do. I think, yeah, I think Saturday was fantastic. That was probably the biggest gauge we've been able to get on them. Nothing against Carlton and Collingwood the previous 2 weeks, but it's all starting to click. Toby Nankervis, course, your man, he's been another great find.
I'm convinced that the Swans got the paperwork mixed up there and Naismith was meant to come to Richmond, not Nankervis. Nothing against Naismith, but I mean, how could they get him for, what, pick 45 or something?
Well, the Swans didn't want to lose him. They didn't want to lose
him. They offered him a deal.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They just didn't have the cap space.
Yeah. It's like Geelong.
But and they couldn't guarantee him, I think, with, you know, Tippett, Sinclair, Naismith, as you mentioned, that he was actually going to be playing.
Yeah, that's right. Well, it was a no-brainer for him to go and become the first ruck somewhere else. It'd be like Mummy when he left Geelong.
Yeah.
I wonder how many flags Geelong would have wanted Mummy had stayed.
Yeah. So, but Brisbane this week at the Gabba, you'd think you'd be...
You'd hope so, but they're not
It's not an
song.
Easy one.
Yeah, we better, before we finish, because we got in trouble for not giving quick thoughts on the games coming up for this weekend, some early tips. Just the umpiring.
Long round.
Anyone got any? Is it just me's or anything?
No.
No, it is a long round. Your favourite's back this week, Mick. Thursday night footy.
I don't mind it for Easter.
And
long
Monday.
Weekend.
And Monday. It's a marathon.
Five
night.
Fest. Footy fest.
West Coast, Sydney. I'm going to Perth for this one. To Domain.
Eagles.
Yep, Eagles.
Yep. But I really like those kids of Sydney. Excellent. And it's costing John Longmire because he could have been playing Cunningham and Edwards and Laidler, but he's playing the kids, so... It's bold.
Play the kids.
Bold. North and the Bulldogs in the Good Friday clash.
Bulldogs.
Yeah, I think Bulldogs. I think Bulldogs. I'll be really interested to see what happens with the crowd in that game too. That North reckon they're going to sell out Etihad.
They need to. Yeah. Because they haven't got the game guaranteed.
They've waited a long, long time for this.
And given they're North and three, it's not like it's a blockbuster in itself, is it? So, yeah. They'll be wanting to do that. Melbourne and Freo, MCG, 1:45, Saturday.
Oh, see, this is tough because, as I said before, Gawn being out.
Hogan.
It's just going to change everything about Melbourne. No Hogan again.
No
Lewis. No Lewis Louis. Again. So,
I think the D's.
I think the D's will win. It's at the MCG.
What do you think
of
that?
Well, that's interesting, isn't it? Yeah.
It's strange, but, you know.
Just one.
One, maybe two. Old Ron Barassi saying. the Giants and Port Adelaide.
At Manuka? Yeah, Giants.
Yeah, Manuka.
Yeah, Giants. Yeah.
That's a good game, though. Could be a good game.
Good ins to come, too, haven't they? Giants, Deledio, Whitfield, and Canelio.
Yeah, I think they'll win the flag.
Pretty handy trio. You would have thought? Pretty handy trio.
I think they'll be undefeated from here. Oh, no, sorry, that's you, isn't it? Carlton and the Gold Coast at Etihad Stadium. The Blues on a roll, one in a row.
Well, I think if Gold Coast don't win that, Tasmania is fast becoming an option. Carl, that's a good game, actually.
Who are you tipping?
Blues.
Yeah, Blues.
I'm going to go to the Gold Coast. Adelaide and Essendon at Adelaide Oval.
I can't go past the Crows at Adelaide Oval. Eddie Betts is, I'm just obsessed with him at the moment. He's fantastic.
Right. Oh, Adelaide, easy.
Eddie, okay with that? Collingwood and St Kilda on Sunday.
Oh. This is actually an absolute cracker. I know we've mentioned it before. It's one to settle
teams.
In for. My two teams.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, true. Family. Family connection with the Collingwood factor. Well, I'll get them a 10% look in, I reckon. I reckon probably Collingwood.
Yeah, I think. I do too.
It all clicked on Friday.
Well, I'd like to see what the St Kilda ends up, but probably Collingwood, their midfield. Might be just too strong. Brisbane and Richmond together.
Richmond.
Yep. Tigers.
Yeah, probably the Tigers. But
four and zip, gee, that they'll start. That's starting
be,
to get serious.
You'll be unbearable.
You're going to be able to fit
week.
Through the with door. We're going to have to get a new studio
week,
with a bigger door.
Anzac Eve will be a huge game.
And Hawthorn and Geelong zip. At the MCG. Easter Monday. It's always a cracker. And I'm not riding Hawthorn off for 1 second in this game.
No, you wouldn't. But I'm going to Geelong in a massacre.
I think they can, I think Hawthorn can easily get within 60 points.
Yeah. Cats for me.
All right, that's it for another week. The Super Footy Podcast, of course, every Monday, and you'll catch us in the usual place. Now, make sure you subscribe,
yes,
if you're that way inclined, and give us a review. You can give us a nice review or a bad review, whatever you want, but that all helps apparently. So make sure you do that. It's the Super Footy Podcast, and we'll be back again after round. We'll be back next Tuesday.
Yeah, well done, Sergio.
After well done, Sergio.
Who's now the best?
He listens most weeks too. So
who's the best player now to not win a major on the current tour? Ricky Fowler.
Yeah, probably Ricky.
Yep.
Get back to you on that. Probably not me or you. I don't think.
No, or definitely not you.
Yeah. All right. Thanks for being with us on the Super Footy Podcast. We'll see you next week.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.